Episode 3, where innovation happens, policy, capital, and the new geography of healthcare. Welcome to the Ron Lanson Report. This is where we don't chase the headlines. We examine the forces shaping healthcare, technology, and capital. I'm Ron Lanson. Let's begin. A leadership team sits down to review a late-stage asset. The data looks strong. The market is large. The capital is available. A few years ago, the conversation would have been straightforward. How quickly can we move this through approval? What does the commercial opportunity look like? How do we scale? Now the conversation starts in a different place. The question is no longer just how this gets approved or how it scales. It is, where should this live? Not just where it will be sold, but where it will be built, approved, priced, and sustained over time. And that question doesn't land cleanly. One view in the room is to move forward and build internally, stay on timeline, control the process. Another's more cautious. Wait, watch how pricing frameworks evolve. Let's see how the regulators respond. Someone raises a point entirely that is completely different. What happens if the environment changes after approval? That discussion starts to move away from the asset itself and towards the conditions around the asset. Not whether it works, whether it holds. That question is starting to move to the front of the discussion. For a long time, the model was relatively stable. Companies invested in research and development. They navigated regulatory pathways. They brought products to market and optimized pricing and access. Geography mattered. It just did not drive the first decision. That's beginning to change. Policy is beginning to shape where innovation happens before development decisions are finalized. Once that takes hold, everything that follows starts to move with it. Companies are not just allocating capital across products. They are deciding which environments they want to operate in. You can see this in how companies respond to pricing pressure. In the United Kingdom, Eli Lilly has made clear that future investment may depend on how pricing and rebate frameworks evolve. That changes the conversation. It pulls investment decisions closer to policy. At the same time, trade policy is reaching into areas that were once considered operational. Tariffs and trade investigations now influence how supply chains are designed, where manufacturing takes place, and how margins hold over time. Once trade enters the equation, geography becomes part of the business model. And this is not limited to one market. Across Europe, policymakers are moving to strengthen domestic pharmaceutical production. The Critical Medicines Act is one example. It is framed as resilience. It also reshapes incentives around where companies manufacture, where they invest, and where they build long-term capabilities. Regulation is also changing how companies think about growth. When pricing and regulatory pathways become harder to predict, building internally becomes a lot more difficult to plan. So companies simply adjust. Some continue to build, others move earlier into partnerships, and more often, companies look outward. They license, they collaborate, they acquire, not just to grow, but to reduce uncertainty. And that changes how assets are valued. It is no longer just about peak revenue or market size. It's simply now about clarity. Clarity around pricing. Clarity around regulatory expectations. Clarity around where that product can operate without disruption. And in some cases, waiting to acquire is not hesitation. It's strategy. An asset with an established regulatory pathway or a clearer pricing structure carries a different kind of weight in this environment. That begins to shape deal making. Not just expanding pipelines, but navigating where and how those pipelines can operate. And this doesn't stop at pricing or supply chains. it is starting to reach into how innovation itself is built. Until recently, these decisions were tied to regulation, pricing, and access. Now they are beginning to influence where innovation can actually take place. The recent partnership between Lilly and NVIDIA looks at first glance like an investment in technology. But in context, it becomes something else. It's an investment in infrastructure, in talent, and an environment where that system can function at scale. But it also raises a different set of questions. Not just what can be built, but where that system can realistically operate, where data can be used, and where infrastructure, energy, and regulation support deployment. Over time, innovation starts to follow these conditions. When you look across these developments, a pattern begins to emerge. Pricing influences where products launch. Trade policy influences how supply chains are built. Regulation influences how companies access growth. Infrastructure influences where innovation can occur. These forces are moving together, and companies are adjusting in real time. Inside the boardroom, this no longer shows up as a single decision. It shows up as a sequence. A leadership team reviews an asset and weighs whether to build internally or wait and acquire once regulatory and pricing pathways are clear. In that same discussion, they consider how tariffs could apply to supply chain continuity. Alongside that, they evaluate where new capabilities, including AI-driven systems, should be built based on infrastructure, data access, and policy. All of that is connected, and it leads to a different kind of question. If operating conditions can change, how do we account for that in agreements that we rely on? Contract terms begin to carry a lot more weight. Force majeure is not a distant provision. It becomes now part of how companies think about exposure to disruptions tied to tariffs, trade restrictions, and geopolitical instability. These are no longer edge cases. They are part of the new operating environment. And what emerges from all this is not a single conclusion. It is a different way of framing decisions. The conversation is no longer linear. It doesn't move from development to approval to commercialization in a straight line like it used to. It now moves across environments, across jurisdictions, across systems that don't always align. And that forces a different kind of discipline. The question is no longer just what to build. It is where to place that decision. Where will it be approved? Where will it be priced? Where will it be supported? Where will it hold up over time? Those are questions that are starting to shape capital allocation across the industry. And over time, they will determine not just which products succeed, but where entire segments of industry take root. Thank you for joining me on the Ron Lantin Report. Remember, don't chase the headlines. Just understand what's happening behind them. I'll see you next time on the Ron Lantin Report.